Blog Talk Radio.
Lions show on and popping tonight. We have a big show for you. Rising pop star R&B Princess Avicii is just going to be, oh well, she is now, the truth. She has the juice to prove it. Jilly Anais is here. Oh yes, we are hyped here on Lion. So let's not waste any time. Let's get it on because like it or not with Michael Lane, he is right here and it starts right now.
Like it or not. Like it or not with Michael Lane. Like it or not. You're in tune too. Like it or not. Like it or not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I would love to give a special love shout to the USA team, the USA soccer team. The women's soccer team won. They beat Japan, and they won the World Cup. I think it's their first in over a decade. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. So I have to give a congratulatory shout-out to them. Much love to them. And I hope each and every one of you all out there that is listening from all around this great, big, beautiful world, I hope you had a wonderful, beautiful weekend in America. I hope you had a great July 4th holiday weekend. And thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of L-I-O-N. That's Like It or Not with Michael Lane. I be that host, Michael Lane. This is Blog Talk Radio / Smack Tongue Radio. Yes, you will hear the entire interview also on Smack Tongue Radio this week. Special show. This is a very special edition because we have a beautiful young talent who is taking the world by storm. You can give a holler. Now, we're going to give you a little time because we got a lot to talk about. But we're going to give you a little time to call in and show some love to the lovely Jilly Anais. And it's the number is area code 347-826-9357. That's area code 347-826-9357. We have right now the beautiful, the lovely, the talented. She's just, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about this new video. Okay, we're going to talk about it. But I'm going to bring to you the lovely Jilly Anais. How are you, Jilly?
Hello. Oh, hello. How are you?
I tell you, it's an honor, it's a privilege to have you on this show. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on your new video. We're talking about After Party.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited with all the success it's having.
I tell you, I mean, it has shut YouTube down. It is going viral. I'm telling you, people are loving it. It is a great song to go with that great video. Who put the video together?
I did, as well as the director, Blair Caldwell. I was very much a part of the entire directing it. We sat there for hours and hours and came up with about 20 different concepts for the video. And literally the day before, we changed the entire concept because, like, I wasn't in love with anything until we came up with that. And we just put it together, and we took a few hours to put it together, and after that, it was a go, and we did the video, and the video came out even better than we expected.
Oh, yes. I mean, wow. I mean, it is hot. It is off the chain. And let me tell you guys, if you haven't checked it out, you all are missing something, but I know you're going to check it out after the show. But wow, what a hot video. Now, you being a part of the process, the creative process, how does that make you feel? Because there's a lot of artists that don't have that.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm more a part of my creative process than anyone, actually. I am the creative person behind all the stuff I put out. It's very important to me because at the end of the day, it's my image, and I don't want to sell anything. That's not me. I feel that with my artistry, the main thing is for my fans and to love and connect with me as a person. So I feel like the way I can share that is through my music, through my videos, and through all my visuals. So that's why I feel like it's very, very important for me to have, honestly, complete say-so over what I put out and what I do. So that's why.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to hear this brand new hit in just a moment. But we're also going to talk about, I want to go so far back right now. I want to go back in your young life.
Do it.
A lot of people do not know, well, some people may know, but some people may not. You're more. There's a reason why everybody calls you beautiful, and you are a beautiful woman.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. And we're talking about beauty queen status. Some people may not know that you have rocked it on the pageant.
Yes. I actually back in 2011, I did my first pageant. It was my very, very first pageant, and I won. I won Miss Teen Houston, and I went on to compete for our state and won and everything. So that was actually very exciting. I am a pageant girl as well.
That's beautiful, well-deserved. Now, was that the beginning? You know, you're coming from Houston, of course, as we know now. You're coming from Houston. You're a Houston, Texas native. Go Texans. I love my Texans.
Texans.
Even though I'm from Chicago. Yeah, I'm from Chicago, but I love the Texans. But was that the beginning of you? Because you have so many talents. But was that the beginning, or was music?
I've been very active my entire life. I did competitive dance for about 6 years. I did competitive cheer for 5 years. I've been doing ballet and all types of dance since I was about 2 years old, since I could first walk. So performing as a whole has always been in my life. The stage has always been my second home. I've always been performing since before I could remember. So performing actually became a part of my life at a very, very young age. The pageants kicked off later on when I was about, I want to say I did that my first pageant at 15, and that's when I first won. And but definitely performing has always been a part of my life. It's never been anything else. I always knew what I wanted to do, and I think that's what pushes me the most, because I've never had a change in mind. I knew I wanted to perform since I was very little, and honestly, it's given me all the all that I have today. It's always been a part of my life.
Absolutely, because you're an all-around entertainer. We have a caller on the line. We're going to get to the caller in just a second. But are you modeling today?
Yes, absolutely. I'm doing everything. I don't put any limits to myself. I want to do everything that I can. I model. I do music as well as doing acting, everything. I have no limits.
See, you're a force to be reckoned with. And that's what we're going to get more into. We're going to get more into not just your music, but we're going to get more into everything that you do in just a moment. But we're going to take a call real quick, the area code being 281. So we're going to get some love for you. Like it or not, you're on the air. Michael Lane, Jelly Anais.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Hi. So is this Jelly Anais?
Yes,
yes,
it is.
Hi, I just wanted to say I just saw your after party video. It was really, really great. So what's your next project?
Well, first off, thank you. I really, really appreciate it. My next project, I have a lot of things coming up. I actually am going to be releasing an after party acoustic video. And then after that, I have another single that I will be releasing within the next, before the summer is up. And so I'm going to release another single and then some more visual to that. But in the meantime as well, I'm doing a lot of modeling and acting, so hopefully you'll see some of that as well soon.
Oh, that is so awesome. So how many videos do you have? I was on your website and I saw the Juice. And were there some other ones that I could go and see?
You know, music videos, my two official Vivo music videos as of now are The Juice and After Party. I have a lot of cover videos and stuff that I've done over the years on my YouTube channel, which is Jillian Neese. But for more music videos, I will be doing another video for my next single that I will be releasing within the next couple months.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Awesome. We have another call as well. Jelly, and it's the same area code, 281. So we'll see what's going on here. Like it or not, you are on the air.
How you doing? Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, sir?
Wonderful,
hello?
Wonderful. You're on the air with Jillian Neese and yours truly.
Jillian, is it true that you're from Houston, Texas?
I am. I'm from Houston, Texas, H-Town.
I've been following you ever since you came out. I think you had one called The Juice, and then you got something else called After Party. I've been listening
yes,
to you
sir.
On your. Tell me about what is The Juice? What exactly does that mean?
The Juice. The Juice is the gossip.
Juice.
I wrote that song because a lot of people have a lot of things to say. And so basically with my song, it was let those people talk. They're going to always have gossip. They're always going to have something to say. But you keep doing you, and that's what's going to help you rise. So the Juice is basically the gossip.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. You know what? Thank you for the call. You know, I might as well sit back and relax because I love these callers. They have the great questions. I might as well just chill. That's wonderful. And I was going to ask you exactly that about The Juice, which we're going to actually bless our audience with. Before I get to that song, I want you to introduce to our people all around the world this song, The Juice.
Let's do it. From my first debut EP, it's The Juice by Jillian Neese. That's me.
Like it or not, with Michael Lane.
Be deceiving, and they might know, but they really don't know what's the
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, sir, are you there?
Can you hear me? This is
Yes, sir, can you hear me?
Lee?
Yes, can you hear me? Okay, I was calling trying to find out some information about the juice.
All right.
Hello?
Jillian's here.
Jillian,
you can
there?
Ask away.
Yes. Jillian,
yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. What's the meaning behind the juice?
The meaning behind the juice?
Yeah, I mean, me and my boys got a bet behind it, you know. And I'm saying the juice is like nobody knows who you are because what you are because you're so beautiful. I mean, are you mixed with anything? Is that what you're talking about? The flavor of the juice?
No, with the juice and this meaning of the song, I'm talking about the gossip. Basically, how there's always going to be haters, and haters are going to talk. But you got to let them have the juice, and you got to show them. And now with the juice, now they have something to talk about. So the juice is the gossip. That's what it means.
I'm telling you, we be bumping that down here in H-Town, girl. Are you? What part of H-Town are you from?
I'm from Pearland, Texas.
Oh, okay. So you're a suburb girl.
Yes,
I saw
sir.
You still a part of H-Town. Well, you got anything planned on coming to Houston, doing any shows real soon?
You know, I'm actually going to be putting together shows real soon, but not as of right now. But if you stay updated on my website, which is jillianese.com, you will see everything that will be coming up soon.
How do you spell that?
It's J-I-L-L-Y-A-N-A-I-S, Jillianese.
Okay, on your website, is there any way I could get some, like, a poster or a T-shirt?
I'm going to actually be having merchandise coming real soon, so as long as you stay tuned to that, you'll see all my new stuff.
How can I get you to sign one personally for me? Because I'm one of your biggest fans down here in H-Town, girl.
Well, I appreciate that. My posters, actually, my first few posters that I will be selling are all going to be signed, limited edition, so... those will be on my website ASAP. I'm actually getting those made really, really soon. So all the first posts that I will have on my website will be signed. So you don't have to worry about how to get that done because I will already sign it for you.
Thank you so much. You got a very bright future ahead of you, Miss Anise. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call, brother. All right. That's a great call. That's a great call. And I want to recover the caller that we had lost earlier. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yes, yes.
Hello?
You had,
yeah.
Any other?
I called in earlier, but somebody beat me to my questions.
Oh.
Jillian, I just want to say, girl, you got some talent there. And, I mean, we're proud to have you from down this way. And, hey, keep it up. Just keep it on. Keep it going, girl. Keep that juice flowing.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
All right. Thank you. I just wanted to call in. Sir, thank you for keep having artists like that. And I'll be listening to y'all. And when you going to be back home, Jillian?
Well, will I be back home? I'm actually home right now. I leave tomorrow first thing in the morning. I came home to surprise my mom for her birthday yesterday, but I will be back in L.A. tomorrow morning first thing.
Is there any way I can get a picture with you?
I won't be around today, but I will definitely make sure I let y'all know the next time I'm in Houston. As long as you follow me on my accounts, I always tweet where I'm going. So.
Thank you, and you take care, and thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care,
brother.
Bye-bye. Jillian, the love that you get. Overwhelming. Overwhelming indeed. That's just beautiful. I love that. How quick, because it seems like everything happened overnight, but everybody sees the results and not the hard work that's put into it. I know that it was pretty tough to get where you're at today.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny how you mentioned that, because I was just talking to that with my mom, actually, and it's just funny how it's a lot of hard work, a lot of hard work. I've been doing this for quite some time now. Like I said earlier, on my YouTube channel, I have cover videos from about 4 or 5 years ago, and that's when I really started. I started doing cover videos on YouTube, making the songs that were like my own, kind of remixing them, and then putting them online and doing videos to them as well. And that's really how I started with my music and getting a name for myself out there. And then this past summer is when I was working on all original music. So it's been a lot of hard work. This hasn't just come overnight, but the love and the fans that I've gained, it's honestly amazing. My Twitter followers, they're just so amazing. I love communicating with them. They keep me entertained each and every day, and they're so supportive, and that's why I couldn't ask for a better fan base. They're just growing by the day, and they're so supportive. And so without them, literally none of this is possible. So I just love the love and support that they're showing me. It's overwhelming.
Absolutely beautiful. Let me tell you what is overwhelming as well. Your great music. How about Juice? We're talking about a beautiful EP that came out this year, guys, this year. And the creative process. You said you had started to put everything, original songs together, and create a great music and just great sounds. How tough was it to try to put everything, the creative process, the songwriting, the sound, putting the sounds together that you want, that fits you, that fits your style? The process, how long was that for you to find yourself, your sound musically?
You know, funny with the Juice EP, I was in the studio one day, and I was talking to my creative director at the time, and we were just having a conversation, and he asked me a question, and I was like, what's the juice? And he was like, what? And I was like, what's the juice? And he was like, what do you mean by that? And I was like, what's up? Like, what's the gossip? And I've always meant it like that. Like, what's up? Like, what's the gossip? That's how I say what's up. What's the juice? He was like, you know what? I love that. Like, I love that. And literally, right then and there, right after that, we immediately were like, that's it. That's the name. That's the name of a song. And as of right then, we started writing the song, The Juice, and we just, I did a Kendrick Lamar reference where it was a pull-up drink, Hater drink, and pass my drink, which means basically pass my gossip, pass the song around, pass my gossip. Now I'm giving you something to talk about. Here's the juice.
And we loved the theme so much that we decided, why not let the EP be the juice and let people, here's my gossip, here's the first thing that you can talk about. People are so busy always talking about others. Now I'm giving you something to talk about. So here's my juicy EP.
Woo. Woo. See, a lot of people, they think, okay, that's a song, but it is so deep that goes into creating the song, the record, the meaning. It is so deep. The Juice is definitely a deep project, a wonderful project. How do you, now you have your great music. You have a beautiful, can I say sexy video, the brand new video. We're going to play the song later called After Party. You have all of this going on. You have acting. You have modeling. I'm not going to ask you which one is best because I know you love them all equally, but How in the world do you rest?
Well, I mean, I always say I can rest in the afterlife. No, but this is what I've been wanting to do. And, I mean, this is what I've been waiting for all my life. This is what I've really been working for. And, I mean, I love what I do. So it's not really – I don't look at it like work. I work endlessly, but I don't look at it as work because – I know nobody's going to work harder for me than me. So if I don't work this hard, I know I won't get to where I want to be. So I never think about it as, like, getting rest and tired because I know in the long run, like, everything ends up paying off. And as I'm seeing, my work is really paying off nowadays. So I just know I got to keep going harder to get to where I want to be because at the end of the day, I'm loving everything that's happening right now, but I just want to keep going. And so that's why I know I can't stop and, like, take a second to really love what's going on right now because I know if I stop, there's someone else working even harder. So I'm that person working even harder, and I refuse to just stop. So that's me going. I have this work ethic, and I don't ever want to give it up.
Absolutely, and that's why you – and people say you have a bright future, and that's a great thing, but I say your future is right now. Right now, let me tell you something, Jelly. You are such an inspiration to me because you are such a hard worker, and it shows, and the results are showing. I would love to have you back on. I would love to have you back on again and again and again if I can.
Absolutely. I would love to keep coming back. Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
Beautiful. Can you tell my fans around the world where they can – where they can hit you up?
Yes, most definitely. My Instagram and Twitter, I'm very active on. You can follow me at Jilly Anise, that's JILLYANAIS, as well as my website, which is where I will keep everything posted. Anything new coming up, you can find on my website. It's www.jillyanise.com, JILLYANAIS.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to next time have a little bit longer interview on my other network, smacktongue.com, to give me more time. But I would love to talk to you about your future projects and your other endeavors. But I would love to also talk now about After Party before we leave. I'm going to leave with that song. With that song, what is that? What do we leave? What should we leave out of that coming away listening to that song? Is that just the taste of what your new collection of hits is going to be?
You know what? That is just a taste of it because I have a lot of stuff coming out. I have a lot of new music and a new sound, and I really want to say my sound is very different. People always ask me who would I compare myself to, and I don't give any names. I always say no one because I think I'm a different artist. I want to give my own name for myself. I don't like to say who I sound like because I think I sound like Jilly. I think I sound like Jilly Anise, and I'm ready for the world to hear my type of music and my sound. And so I'm excited. I'm really, really excited for the near future and for everyone to hear my new music that I've been working on.
Absolutely. And I sure was going to say that. It is an original sound. No one is sounding like you. There may be biters, you know, but there's no one coming like you. I've never heard a sound so original that takes turns that moves around corners, unlike your regular straight pop artist or your straight R&B artist. This is definitely something where you really can't put it in one category. It's just really jilly. So that's how you get down. That's what I love about you.
Well, I appreciate that so much.
Absolutely. And thank you so much. We're going to leave with After Party. Thank you to all the callers. Jelly, continued success. Believe me, I will be waiting to have you on again anytime. So I would love to keep in touch with you.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to be back on. Keep in touch with me. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. God bless you.
God bless.
The lovely, the beautiful, the unbelievably talented, and the original, Jilly Anise right here. Man, wasn't that beautiful? I'm going to leave you all with After Party, okay? And don't forget, later on in this week, later on Wednesday night, on smacktongue.com, you're going to hear the same interview, and I'm going to throw in a nice little song to come along with that. So you all do not want to miss that. Thank you to the lovely, gifted, beautiful, and talented Jilly Anise. And y'all know what to do. Please show your support all around this great, big, beautiful world. I'm out of here. I'm going to leave you all with After Party. And those who are called in, I'm sorry. We're pressed for time, and hopefully we can get you next time. So I'm so sorry about that. But until next time, it's your boy Michael Lane. Hollering, screaming, yelling, crying, and saying peace, love, and keep doing. Ow. United we stand, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is After Party.